Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Still hot today. Don't you feel so much more sane?
It's less hot, so yeah,
yes.
I feel better.
Yes.
I even went outside and just kind of stood in the garage for a little while and enjoyed myself, enjoyed being outside.
I think starting tomorrow, I may turn off my air conditioners and open the windows.
I think that's...
Think that's crazy?
It might be a bridge too far.
I don't know. I miss the air.
Well, just spend some time outside.
It's hilarious. You're so cute. Razor's Edge?
Yeah. Today I want to do some pop culture news because there's plenty of celeb news going around. And Janelle already alluded to something I wanted to talk about earlier in the show. And that is the fact that Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are reportedly dating.
A lot of celebrity dating going on right now.
We're going to get to that,
okay.
But let's start with Liam and Pamela. They met as co-stars in the new comedy, The Naked Gun, in theaters August 1st. I haven't seen confirmation from either of their like organizations saying, yes, we are together. But there's a lot of pictures of them like enjoying each other's company
and
stuff.
They seem cute.
They do. I really respect Pamela Anderson's move she's doing these days from going from like... the ultimate sex symbol in the 90s to now being like, yeah, I've gotten older. I don't feel the need to wear a ton of makeup. I don't feel the need to carry myself any kind of certain way or try to be someone who I'm not. And I think she looks absolutely gorgeous on top of that. So I'm happy for her. She had that weird thing with Julian Assange. Where she was
I don't remember
she
that.
She was like all into him. And then I think he just like married someone without telling her. It was a bad situation. I'm glad she appears to be moving on with a nice guy like Liam Neeson.
She'd go hang out with him and watch Netflix at the Polish at the embassy.
I think so. I mean, she would show up there and like bring him stuff. And she was like his ride or die. And then he just kind of tossed her to the side from what I understand. So
when you can't trust a guy accused of conspiracy, what are you gonna do?
Okay, some more celebrity dating news. Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas. I hope I'm saying her name right.
Yeah,
very beautiful girl. It's been rumored for a while that they have been dating, but they just snapped some pics of them holding hands around town and doing coupley things like going to a national park, going shopping, stopping for ice cream.
You know why I couldn't date Tom Cruise?
Why, Dave?
Is because he seems to me like he could never chill. Like Glenn Beck was like that. I knew Glenn so well, spent many evenings with him at his house, did his show 1,000 times, still love him to this day in many ways. But I never once in my life, with all my contact with Glenn, said, hey, what's up? He's like, nothing. What's up with you? It was always like, sit down. Let me tell you what's up. And I just picture Tom Cruise like that.
Like Kevin.
Let me think about that.
Kevin just doesn't have access to a plane to jump out of.
Yeah.
But he would.
Yeah, I was talking, I want to hijack this race, but I was talking to someone about Kevin today, and I said, oh, it was Steve Moore, our boss. I said, I can tell when there's something wrong with Kevin because he seems normal. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
He gets quiet.
Like with me, like yesterday, Rach said, hey, are you okay? Everything okay? I seemed especially sad, but I seemed especially sad. I was especially quiet. Kevin just seems like a normal human. Mm-hmm. And then you know, like, hey, buddy. Are you okay? And so Kevin doesn't chill either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, back to you.
I think he's a Scientologist too. I heard that somewhere.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
Just kidding.
Oh, he'd be so kicked out.
Oh, I thought you were making a Tom Cruise joke.
Well, they would do the thing where they were like, they get all the dirt on you, and Kevin would be like, I've never done anything wrong in my life. What are you talking about?
They couldn't crack him. He'd have no thetans to get rid of.
No. They'd be like, well, I guess you don't get to be in the church because we can't.
Like, fine.
Find anything about you. Okay, one more celebrity.
Xenu.
Xenu, yeah.
You don't get to be Xenu.
I was going to call him Zorro, and I knew that was wrong.
That'd be cool if we made a little Z with a sword.
Somehow the church would be instantly revolving around him.
Yeah.
Around wheels, yeah.
He'd be replacing Xenu.
Right.
You get to meet Kevin Wheeler.
Yeah, the high priest is like, I've just never met anyone like him. He's so
right.
weird. He's so fascinating.
He has all the answers.
Okay, one more celebrity couple alert. Brad Young broke this story the other day on the TGS.
Oh, damn it. I'm so disappointed.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau are almost for sure dating. So they were spotted together at dinner, and that's what we were talking about with Brad the other day. But now they've like gone to several different locations together. He had his arm around her waist. So that's sounding pretty couple-y to me. And yeah, they've just shown up in a couple of different spots together. It seems like they're a new couple. Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry.
I get Justin Trudeau and Macron mixed up.
Yeah, they're both like handsome guys.
Handsome French guys.
Running countries.
Yeah.
Formerly running a country.
Right.
Dean Cain, only the most timely celebrity news on the Dave Glover Show.
That's right.
Dean Cain claims he was sexually harassed on the Lois and Clark set. He says he could have brought the biggest sexual harassment lawsuit in Hollywood history at the time as he was starring in the 90s hit TV series. He makes the allegation in a Variety interview, but he was very vague. He didn't name the person that he alleges harassed him. I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but he's saying he got sexually harassed big time on the set.
I would never want to discount somebody's, you know, if they were actually victimized. But it seems to me that he's suffering from a little David Corn Sweat jealousy here.
Yeah,
little
he's having
Superman jealousy.
He's been having a hard time.
Yeah, with this. Yeah, like
As in, like he's like, I'm the real Superman.
Yeah, I stand for American values.
Yeah, you can't hope to think that this guy is Superman because there's only ever been one Superman. Is me.
Yeah. So
that's sad.
Yeah.
It is.
He shouldn't do that. He should pivot and do something
else. He should find other things to do.
He's really riding these coattails for a while.
Lance Bass was diagnosed with diabetes.
Again, only the best.
Well, sure. He's in all the headlines. He was diagnosed with diabetes type 1.5. He says it was actually a blessing in disguise, though, getting the diagnosis, because the condition forced him to start living a healthier lifestyle, and now he feels better than ever before.
What's 1.5?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I've never heard that term. Because type 1 diabetes is when you're born with it. Types 2 is when you earn it.
Yeah, develop it.
So 1.5.
It shares characteristics with both type 1 and type 2
Well,
diabetes.
There you have it.
Yeah, Lance Bass.
Learn something new every day. Sean Combs's lawyers are filing to have him released be let out on jail because most people convicted on Mann Act charges are released from custody before sentencing, and that's what he's on the hook for.
Yeah.
So,
he's a complete waste of a human, but legally he has a point because it seems like he's being still held based on the things that he was acquitted for. You know, like all the things that he was accused of that we all kind of know he did, but they didn't prove it in court and he was acquitted. The stuff they're holding him on, while certainly serious, and he'll probably go to prison, if most people who are convicted of that get out in between, then he should. Although this next thing I'm about to say is more about the media than it is the actual story. But I'm seeing everywhere now that Donald Trump seriously considering pardoning Diddy.
Right.
But then it's like, White House has no comment. Well, sources, like, based on what?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, far be it for me to feel bad for Donald Trump, but I mean, that's a pretty big allegation.
Why would he do that?
I can't think of a single reason.
What would the upside be for him?
I don't know.
To do that? I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Is he going to, like, gain supporters by pardoning Diddy? I don't get it.
Seems to me, like, with Ghislaine Maxwell, I understand where the angle might be if you are in trouble and she can get you out of trouble. But I don't know why, of all the people in the world, you would ever even consider pardoning her. Like, when people are saying, are you thinking about pardoning? He's like, I'm not really thinking, giving it much thought. I could. I have the authority, but I'm not really thinking about it much. No, the answer is no. The answer is no.
Well, the whole situation is very weird. I see why he would want to pardon her.
Right.
I mean,
if she said certain, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if she's going to help him out or his friends out or something like that, sure. That's the only reason it makes any sense.
Do you think that, because we're not talking about, I don't think we're talking about Donald Trump being in legal trouble anymore over Epstein. So it's really public opinion. Don't you think, it seems to me, that pardoning her would be about as bad as anything he could be accused of?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is why it's weird that he's like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
If you're paying attention to this story at all, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
No. He keeps saying things that are like, yikes. Like, that's. Mm-hmm.
Well, this whole thing, like, Epstein stole girls from Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Yes. What, so right. Just to be clear, this is the story you're telling that you think makes you look good?
Right. Right.
Of all the employees under the Trump Organization, you are somehow aware of these girls who I think are underage working at your spa. You are so aware of them that you know that Jeffrey Epstein came into your organization and poached them from you. And that's enough for you to end your relationship with him. Why do you even know who these people are?
And it's never good to refer to someone as property.
Yeah.
But in a case where people were subsequently treated as property sexually, maybe don't say he was taking girls and he was stealing girls.
He stole those girls from me.
Right.
I owned those girls.
I wish I had thought of this joke, but I didn't. The brilliant Jon Stewart did. But he did a bit on The Daily Show last night where he was like, you know, Epstein trafficked young women. He raped young women. But Donald Trump got to see the dark side, where he poached low-level employees from him. It's like, that's the thing that got you? Like,
Dave, that's such a good joke you came up with just then.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pretty good writer, Andrew.
All right. Yeah, so it's like, knowing that your friend was involved in human trafficking, whether he did or didn't, but stealing girls is, you know, stealing the girls from your spa was where
Amy
you
and I were having this conversation in the office earlier. The reason that I think that he absolutely knew, if nothing else, he knew what Epstein was doing with these girls that he was quote unquote stealing, is because Trump is the biggest gossip in the history of the world. It's his thing. It's his favorite, very openly, it's his favorite thing. It was his favorite thing before he was in politics, and it's become his favorite thing since. Seems like maybe at times it's looked like maybe he just got into politics primarily for the gossip involved. And so I just find it very hard to believe that his like close associate was literally like trafficking women to a private hell island, and the biggest gossip in the world knew absolutely nothing about it.
I mean, what his dealings in New York and stuff like that, I mean, a lot of it, the way people, and I'm not saying, this is not my words, but the way he say he operated was very much like a New York mob boss, was like, you know, dealing in blackmail, you know, to get deals done, dealing in blackmail and stuff like that to get some of his, so yeah, I mean, he knows things about people, powerful people, in order to get them to do his bidding. I mean, that's what I would assume everybody in power does. That's not just beholden to him. That's how they all climb on each other's backs to get to the top.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You didn't I love this song now, lie, but I hated it as a kid.
Oh, why did you hate it?
It seemed fruity. Oh. Just like all the brass and all the, you know. Like I was a fledgling rocker, so I and then it was just like, burr, 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 and I'm like, what the?
Girl stuff.
Yeah, this is for girls. It's not for boys, okay? It's not for rockers. Janelle's hanging out with us. She's usually with us on Thursdays, but she's going to be with us 2 days. She does our movie reviews and entertainment stuff, and she's just kind of hanging out today because Wheeler is gone. Want some fun facts?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't look for a less fun fact, but everyone is getting hemorrhoids now.
Oh, I know why.
Do you?
I think I know why.
I have 4 reasons.
Okay, I think they have said, isn't it sitting on the toilet with your phone?
That's one of the 4 reasons.
Yes. Not that I'm happy, but...
Oops. Not eating enough fiber.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I got so mad yesterday. Megan Lynch had a nutritionist on the phone yesterday during the morning show, and they were talking about ice cream, and I'm like, well, I know where this is going. And then she said, like, well, you can make it healthier by putting fiber on it. And I'm like, shut up. No one's putting fiber on ice cream.
They're not putting fruit on ice cream?
Don't make me stop being friends with you.
No! Because I mean, that's what fruit... I mean, fruit is fiber. Don't be mad at the person who's taking nutrition
I'm putting
classes.
M&M's and Reese's peanut butter cups.
Thank
and,
you.
But no strawberries?
Snickers.
Is there fiber in Hershey syrup?
And Hershey syrup. I'm putting all of that stuff in and I'm blending it all together.
I 100% agree with you. It's just the way you said fiber was making it sound like people were putting lettuce on there. And
that's
like, okay,
what I pictured.
But fiber's like bananas and strawberries and blueberries. Yeah. You know,
I was picturing just like Metamucil.
See? No, she's closer to the truth.
I did too. I was picturing like a powder that you would like sprinkle over the top.
Sorry,
if you put
I
a banana
books.
Or a strawberry in my ice cream, I'm
not enough fiber.
Really?
Not enough fiber.
No strawberries?
Oh, only candy goes with candy. Come on now.
We're dehydrated. We sit too much in general, but the number one reason, like Janelle said, is we're all sitting too long on the toilet, looking at our phones. You're not supposed to be in that position more than 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
You can get a hemorrhoid after 10 minutes.
I don't remember how long it's been since it was less than 10 minutes.
You might want to have me take a look back there.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see.
Just in general. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. This is our transitional day. Still going to be pretty hot today, but then in the next few days, it gets down, believe it or not, into the 70s and into the 60s at night. So enjoy that while you can. It's only happening because the Glover clan is going to Florida next week. And so you're all welcome, effers. Janelle's hanging out with us today. Wheels is in hell in North Carolina, moving his daughter right now. He should be back on the air on Friday. Welcome back to the show. Been a while since he's been on, but Bob Ramsey is one of my best friends in media, just one of the best guys in the world. Currently my teammate on the Bud Light Men's 60 and Over baseball team, and he joined us now. What's up, Rammer?
Hello, gang. How is everybody today?
Everyone's good, man. I got to tell you, playing catch with you and Hewlett has been, and I'm not being silly, has been the highlight of my year so far. Getting all dressed up in a baseball uniform, going to a beautiful field like SLU, playing catch and taking grounders with Bob Ramsey and John Hewlett, pretty good way to pass the time.
It's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun. And for me, baseball was always a game that I enjoyed practice as much or sometimes even more than the games. It was the only sport I ever played that I really felt that way. And it's just, baseball's in my blood. And so, and having you and you, man, there, we need to find a way to sell that and set up some microphones and do some remotes and make a little extra money out of it.
Yeah, maybe have Eula do the public announcing.
Well, I don't know about that. I think a round table with the three of us would be, I think we could get a half a dozen listeners or so.
I think you're probably right. Just John's family alone.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the three of us, we can still play a little bit. It's still viable.
You're starting to get into the fantasy land now, but I'm glad you feel that way.
I saw you taking grounders over there at third.
Well, yeah, I'm just as likely to get hurt as do anything else. So, it's a great pastime. I really like doing it. You kind of go through evolutions, and everybody takes a little bit different path. But, out of school, you're working, maybe you get together with your guys, and you play softball together for a while. And then you get a little older, you're in your 30s now, and you start playing golf a lot. And then I got, when I got into my 40s, I got invited to start playing baseball in men's senior leagues. And I've never looked back. I rarely play golf anymore. And it's a great way to continue to be active and do something you love.
So Bob, of course, is the voice of the St. Louis basketball Billikens, and he was telling me something interesting the other night, Rach. Someone was telling Bob that they believe that given his relationship with the team, that he has now officially seen more St. Louis Billiken games than any other human.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. How are you feeling?
It's kind of freaky.
Bob, how are you feeling about the roster this year for the Billikens?
The roster's terrific, but I always have this little, this little disclaimer. I'm really excited about what Coach Church has put together, and of course, you hear all the games right here on KMOX. But the era of the transfer portal, the Billikens brought in 10 new guys, 10, and that's kind of the norm around college basketball. So while you feel good about what you have, you don't know what Dayton and VCU, or you see the names, but how's it going to come together? Have they done really well and still be the gold standard? Have they not, filled holes like they've done in the past? And, your record is kind of relative to who you play, right? And so I think the whole thing's kind of wide open. But to answer your question directly, very, very excited. The team is far more athletic, a lot deeper, multiple shooters. It's going to be an exciting brand of basketball. There's no question.
Bob, is it the kind of thing, do you think, like, people came after Avila and tried to get him to switch?
Yes. Yeah, he turned down more money to stay with Coach Schertz and the Billikens.
That's great. It's nice to see that in this day and age.
And you're exactly right. It probably could have been the same way coming out of Indiana State, mm-hmm. but he was really loyal to Josh. And you know they've been together now several years, and Coach Majerus used to say, "Don't run from happiness. Hmm. If you're in a good spot, hmm. you're treated fairly, you love who you're with, you love where you are, you know, why run away from it?" And I think that's kind of how Robbie feels about it.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, the voice is familiar. That is the Rammer, Bob Ramsey. Bob, talk to me about the Cardinals. Tomorrow around this time, we should be wrapping up the trade deadline.
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting. Last night, Helsley met with the media and said he figures he's gone, that he's going to be traded, he thinks. But then he added, and I love this, you know, we're talking about don't run from happiness. He said he'd love to sign back with the Cardinals in the winter. So, you know, even when the crowds are way down and the team is mediocre, you know, there's something special about playing for the Cardinals and in St. Louis. Now, the cynics could say, well, he's just playing it smart and keeping his options open. Okay, that might be right. On the other hand, I liked hearing it.
So
and then, I'm sorry, but then you look at, I still think Maton and Mats could be very, very helpful to a contender. The guys in the middle innings of games are so important, and mm-hmm. I feel like they could go. And then there's a lot of rumors around maybe Arenado going yeah. again. I don't know about that one. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, with Arenado, if someone would take his salary, now, personally, I would be sad to see him go. It's not my yeah. it's not my money, so I'm not that worried about it. But I'm just so tickled every time I go to the ballpark that I get to watch a future Hall of Famer. I'd love to see him go in as a Cardinal. I'm probably in the minority on that.
No, then you and I are in that group together. I really think, you know, I came up. You know, when I was a little kid when Ken Boyer was playing, he was great, won Gold Gloves. And then I saw Ken Reach play all the time, going to the ballpark when I was in high school and college. And Ken Reach was marvelous. Terry Pendleton was a terrific third baseman. Then it goes up a notch with Scott Rolen. And now you got Arenado. And I think Arenado is the best defensive third baseman we've had. And it is a joy to watch him play. I know he doesn't hit like he did even a couple of years ago, but it would be disappointing to see him go. But time marches on. Age catches up to all of us, especially athletes. And so, you know, that's probably where we are with Nolan. But if he doesn't want to go, you know, mentioning last night, Wilson Contreras also said, he told the Cardinals, "I'm not going anywhere." He's got trade veto, and he's not going anywhere. He loves it here, and I think that little bit of a story is going under the radar. Again, a guy who wants to play here, and I'm all for that. I love Contreras.
Yeah, I get in trouble with my listeners because at times I will take the St. Louis fandom to task a little bit. And I do believe they have agency. They get to vote with their feet and with their wallets. And if they don't like the product or they don't like the ownership or they don't like Mosaic, whatever it is, everyone has every right to do that. But
sure.
I don't want to see us be perennially in the same spot because St. Louis fans don't have the stomach for a rebuild or a runway season, although I do think they've kind of screwed it up this year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, Whitey really turned things around when he came here and really made the 80s into something. And before he passed away, many times he talked about the thing he was most proud of was bringing fans back to Busch Stadium. And it really changed the culture. And even when he was gone and then La Russa was here, now winning, of course, had a lot to do with it. And to see it fall off like it has attendance, I mean, it's disturbing. But I'm like you. I get it. You know, you're the one paying to go to the ballpark. And so you have your own discretion with which to do that. But I go back to the 70s when it was a real similar, you know, sort of a doldrums time back in the 70s, and fans weren't going to the yard. It kind of takes something special to give them that spark to get them to come back. And maybe this winter they can make that spark. Maybe with Heim Bloom coming in as the GM, yeah. He signs somebody big. They get some good young guys in the trades here tomorrow. Maybe it can start to gin up a little more interest.
Would be nice. That is a great Bob Ramsey. Bob, say hello to Heidi and everyone over at the station for us. And all the best to you. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, buddy. See you at the ballpark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like she do. Probably my favorite Beatles song to play. You ever seen us do this one?
Yes, she does.
So we, the band is going to be playing at our 25th anniversary DGS Live coming up in October. So we'll be telling you about that. Hopefully it's going to sell out really quickly. We're deciding on a venue right now, probably about 300 to 400 people, which is my favorite size venue to play. So we'll let you know more about that. Wheels is out. He is in North Carolina. He is helping his daughter move apartments and just having the worst time of his life. And he'll be back on Friday. We'll kind of tag in the parking lot. I'll be out Friday. I'll be out all next week. It's my vacation of the year. And so, yeah. So that's what's going on. Janelle's hanging out with us today, and she'll be back tomorrow. Rach, I'm dying to hear this story about the waffles.
Okay, let me get it pulled up here. There was a woman who posted online about her experience at a hotel breakfast, and she was making a waffle for herself in the waffle maker, as mm-hmm. you do. Personally, I don't really like using those very much. They gross me out.
Even me.
Yeah, there's something about it. It's like, so everyone's making their waffles in here? I don't know. I know it's just the waffle batter touching the iron, but it just skeeves me.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
I just always picture a fat kid's hair getting in there.
Oh.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Why does the... Why is a fat kid? So if it's a skinny kid, skinny kid's hair.
We all know it.
So skinny kid's hair, completely okay.
So she puts the batter in, she turns the handle, waits the 2.5 minutes for her waffle to finish. And as she was waiting, a family of five came down to the breakfast area. The kids were aged probably 4 to 11 years old. And the boys in the family came over to the waffle maker. They were waiting. She finishes her waffle, pulls it out of the waffle maker, comes back to the table to eat it. And then a few minutes later, she hears the mom of the family start talking about her. And saying, oh, yeah, that Karen who wouldn't let my kids make a waffle. And she's like, are you talking about me? And she realized, yes, she's talking about me. I don't understand. All I did was make a waffle and then go sit down at the table and eat it. And she's wondering, like, what happened? Like, what is wrong with people?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it just blows my mind that anyone would have this issue in the first place. Like, why is it that since... your kids want... Did you expect this strange woman to make a waffle for your boys and hand it to them? Like, is that really what you were expecting, ma'am?
What's wrong with people?
What is wrong with people?
I saw two old guys hit each other in the face in Chicago at a hotel at Homewood Suites when Fee was little over jelly. It was like one of those breakfast buffets, and they got into it over jelly, and one old man hit the other old man in the face.
What was the issue with the jelly? Do you remember?
It was one of those, like, one guy took the last grape or something like that.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, like, then, at least.
Imminently solvable.
I don't know. It's just the kind of thing where it's like, why would you have anything to say to another person about their waffle at
the
hotel?
I think, having been to a million of those, especially when I was a college athlete and that's where we would have breakfast, there's always tension.
Really?
Anytime, like I remember one time, maybe it just follows me, but one time when I was in Vegas, I went to the world's biggest seafood buffet, and they had big king crab legs, and they would bring out a wheelbarrow full of them, and the second... someone would take the last one, people would start losing their minds.
Sure.
And it's like, hey, boys, guess what? I bet there's more behind that. I bet you the Ryu Palace or whatever didn't run out of seafood at the world's biggest seafood buffet.
Don't you think you do a lot of people watching, though, during a buffet? Aren't you kind of like sizing up what
judging?
A person? Yeah, like you're gaining completely what that person is like at home.
And I feel like I'm accurate. I know we all do.
Poor fat kid with the hair.
Yes. As soon as I said it, people were like, yeah, screw that kid.
Okay, so we talked about waffle drama. How about this steak drama? Have you guys seen the viral video going around of this man who ordered a steak at a steakhouse in Oklahoma and is claiming that the steak was fake?
Like, not a real steak?
Well, he's saying they're calling it a filet, but he's like, no, it's not a filet. It's absolute. I've worked in the beef industry for years, and I know for a fact.
I already don't like this guy.
Yeah, right.
It's probably a sirloin that's been tenderized and glued together to look like a filet.
Okay.
Posted a video along with it. I mean, the steak does look a little strange. It could be the way he chose to cut it up, but I don't know. Maybe I need to become more conspiracy minded or something, but I just feel like there's no way they're gluing sirloins together and then lying to you and telling you it's a filet. That seems like way more work and way more like time and effort.
And you're going
to save
caught.
A couple of bucks. Yeah, you are going to get caught. I don't know. It just feels like we're always looking for something to be wrong to the point where it's like, they ain't even feeding us the real steaks anymore. They're gluing it together. It's like, I don't know if that is accurate, sir.
Then the chef comes out and he's a fat kid and his hair falls in it.
Yeah.
May I help you?
They're claiming many restaurants and suppliers in the United States are taking leftover scraps of meat, binding them together using a chemical enzyme, and selling it as filet or sirloin. No warning, no label.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think it's true.
Sure.
I'll believe it whenever they do like the investigative reporting and all of this is brought to light.
Yeah.
But just thought that one was a little strange.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Good stories. Mm-hmm. I feel like I lived a lifetime.
I actually have one more weird food story, and we do have about a minute left.
Okay,
if you
perfect.
Would like to hear it. This is the kind of thing that drives me crazy. I don't think there's any excuse for this happening ever. There was a Wisconsin pizza place that accidentally, they say, accidentally laced their pizza with THC and affected at least 85 people.
Oof. Yeah.
They've come out and said, oh, we sincerely apologize. But it's like, how does that happen?
You have 17-year-olds working at pizza places.
Well, and I mean, at a certain point, it has to be malicious, right? It's not like, oh, the THC just accidentally fell in there. Like, that's really awful.
And like, let's say it's a 17-year-old. I think then, like, is it so much more malicious as it is just stupid?
I think 17 is probably old enough to know you shouldn't drug. I mean, even if it's as quote unquote like harmless as THC, it's pretty scary to be high if you don't
have pizza
at
Janelle's house.
Yeah.
You know it's gonna last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.